Greeny-ginny to another episode of Picking Up Strangers.
Picking Up Strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you.
I feel like,
Yeah, we didn't even do a sound check.
That's all right. It's there. I see it.
No, it's...
Just want to make sure.
Look how faint it is.
Look at the green bar.
Testing 1, 2. See, that's the way it's supposed to look.
It's not supposed to sound like that.
If you want to scoot up closer. It's been a while since Frank and I have been together,
so you might have to listen to us get reacquainted again. But,
Salutations.
But we're here. How you feeling today, friendly Frank?
Feel all right.
Just all right? You sure?
Yeah, you know. Everything's all
right. Okay, well, I'm just curious. I mean, you opened up your oatmeal right before we got started here, and the first thing out of your mouth was, these motherfuckers. So I'm just curious where you're at right now before we get started.
Because when you go to McDonald's and you get oatmeal, sometimes they have the oatmeal in the little carton.
Okay.
And they heat it up.
Okay.
And they give you a bag with chopped apples.
Uh-huh.
And they give you a bag of raisins.
Okay.
And you can mix them in there yourself.
All right.
Some places have it already pre-mixed and they microwave it just like they do the other one. But it comes out thick, not like oatmeal. It's almost like chunky because it's been over microwave. So, you know, it all makes a turd, so, you know, that's the reason why I said, motherfuckers, man. I'll eat it. Oatmeal's good for you.
Right.
So it's I did...
It's heart-healthy food.
Yeah, so I did my part right there. But, I mean, I wasn't overwhelmed with anger over the oatmeal.
Oh, surprise. My second question is breakfast at 1:30 in the afternoon?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just curious. Just, that seems like lunchtime, but
no. It's called break fast. Break fast.
Uh-huh.
I took a fast break. Break fast.
Right, you're breaking your fast from overnight.
Yeah, and I chose to do mine at 1:30.
Okay, good. Glad we got that little lesson.
I'm not on the same. Breakfast foods are good any part of the day. Are you kidding? I mean, oatmeal's a push, but pancakes? I almost got French toast. Can't get that at McDonald's. You got to go to Farmer Boys.
Or Burger King. They got French toast sticks.
No, I'm not talking about sticks. I'm talking about French toast. And what they have at, what is that, Farmer Boys?
Uh-huh.
That is good. It's delicious.
Intrigues me.
Almost,
that you would actually
almost
eat at
as
Farmer
good
Boys.
As Miguel's. Miguel's French toast.
From the club?
Yeah, from the club. He made the best French toast I've ever had.
How sad would you be if I told you that was a prepackaged French toast?
I would like to know, where can I purchase that prepackaged?
You can't, unless you have a Cisco account.
Darn.
So what have you been up to, buddy? How long has it been? It's been 2 weeks. The last time I took an Uber ride, it wasn't the last time, but it was quite frightening. I had a driver who was really on edge and really volatile during the whole ride, but that was in episode 14 if you guys didn't listen to it. How you been since then?
I'm fine. Why do you keep asking me how I am? I think you're trying to trigger me.
I'm never trying to trigger you.
You are.
I just always like to find out where we're starting from.
Manipulator.
Which level are we starting at is all I need to know. Because sometimes you're at like a negative
audience,
four, sometimes
audience,
you're at like a 12.
We're already a couple of minutes into this. You saw the level that I was at. You know, I was cool. I'm being laid back.
Oh, the purposeful, calm voice that you use?
You,
I know that's a farce.
But you want to shake the beehive and then get mad when you get stung.
First of all, I've never been stung. Second of all, I don't shake the beehive.
Yeah, you do.
I just try to...
You poke at
it. I try to rustle off the dust because I know when you're doing the fake calm voice... And that was what I was getting. So I like to just get through that and find out where you're at right off the bat.
I let you know I'm all right. You keep messing with me.
See? Who's messing with you?
Poking at the hornet's nest.
Well, it's funny that you consider yourself a hornet's nest, number one.
My
thoughts
are.
The fact that I'm poking at it is a whole different story.
I think episode 14, I may have lost some Caucasian listeners.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, why do you think that?
I think I told the truth with an F on the end of it.
Well, truth with an F is not always bad.
I know, but for some people it is. And in today's climate, it is.
Well, let's start with this. Let's start our normal way then. We'll back it up for a second.
Uh-huh.
How were your rides today? Tell me about your week. What happened this weekend?
Well, I had a ride. Very interesting enough. I picked up a young lady. I guess she was probably probably early 20s, late teens, early 20s with her parents. And I picked them up in Anaheim and it looked like it was like a family party. You could see the garage was open and there were people in there, people in the driveway. And they were all Latino. They all was speaking Spanish. And I could only understand muy poquito of what they were saying. But she had this hat on her head that had the Naval Academy.
Okay.
And it looked like it was a celebration for her.
Okay, like she just graduated or
something?
Yeah.
And I drove them from Anaheim down to... I thought I was just going to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep driving, and I see downtown San Diego, and we're still going south.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... Wait a minute, I said San Diego, and I keep driving, and I get to this point where it says one exit from Mexico.
Right.
I've never been that close to Mexico before. Because we was getting ready to put the brakes on real quick.
Go through Mexico, there's nothing big there.
Huh?
Hang out in Tijuana a little bit, grab some tacos.
I've been out here in California. I've never been to Mexico.
Why not? What are you scared of?
Huh? Man, I know the rules here.
Yeah?
Okay. The rules change around and they fluid in Mexico.
Sort of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll deal with sort of here than sort of in another country. Okay? I gotta go to your... If I'm going to your country, I'm studying.
What are you studying?
I'm studying what I need to know.
Doesn't matter what you study down there. The federales decide what they want to do and how they do it. As long as you got 20 bucks, most of the times you can get out of any sort of jam. Yep. You're not doing anything wrong anyways. They just want the 20 bucks.
Yep. Won't get my 20 bucks that way.
Those are the rules. You want to know the rules, there they are.
Yeah, those are the rules. And I have not been down there. Fuck you. How come these cops can't take $20 on this side, huh? That'd make a whole lot easier.
Well, it's because
don't shoot. I got a 20.
Well,
that's not a gun in my hand. That's a $20 bill.
There you go.
Don't shoot.
See, it's perfect.
Don't work that way.
Get along just fine in Mexico.
Mm-mm. Nope, because I ain't got $20 to give like that.
That's only if you get in trouble. It's no big deal.
Uh-huh.
You can go down and get some tacos.
Yeah.
Although you will stick out a little bit.
I know I will. They know who I am.
So where'd you go? Right before the border and drop them off?
Mm-hmm.
Are they walking across? Or are they going back to Mexico?
I think they were going back to Mexico.
Probably.
But I was like, man, it was. I never been that close, and it was a trip because, with all that's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
this little girl just graduated. I think she graduated the boot camp,
right?
And I said, with all that's going on in the world, you know, you still got people signing up, proud to be American, willing to fight for her country.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well,
proud to be American, fight for her country.
When we think about what's going on with the immigrants right here, I mean, they were first generation, more than likely.
Okay.
From the way they talked English.
Okay.
And if you see what's going on with immigrants, Mexican, brown, Latino immigrants in the news nowadays, that restores my faith. That right there, that little girl, you know, graduating from boot camp to be in the Navy. To be a part of this country, to be a part of defending this country. I think that's great, even though some people don't see it that way.
Who doesn't see it that way?
Well, you got some Americans that don't see it that way.
Well, I'm going to default back to my label of ignorance on that. You know, there are people who are ignorant, and I don't care where you are, where you sit, where you go, where you live, how much money you have, how much money you don't have. There are different sects in all of those that are ignorant. And there are other people who, you know, also see that as many flaws as we have and as obvious as they are becoming, it's still a better place to live than almost anywhere else in the world. Now, it doesn't matter. Some people say, well, yeah, it is, if you're white. If you're a single white male, that's the fact. That's not a fact. That's a fact of the past. And a good portion of the country...
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Now, let me stop you right there, because I know a lot of single white males who are in the underprivileged section and who are maybe categorized as white trash or, you know, under the poverty line or wherever else. So you can't just be a single white man.
Yes, you can.
Privileged. No, you can't.
Yes,
no,
yes.
You can't.
Yes, because somebody will still see you as white.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because that, when you're dealing with another person of power that has that prejudice, regardless of what that brown man or black man has going on for him, you're white. I can relate with you. Come on in.
Absolutely not. Not in this circumstance that I'm talking about.
You
give me, well,
this
again.
Circumstance.
It's not a small circumstance. And I said that in the last episode, that if you just categorize people as far as socioeconomical classifications, okay, just draw a line at a dollar amount for a household income. I believe that what you are saying in each one of those groups exists. I believe that's a true story, and I think it's starting to fade away, but I still think it's a true story. Now, on the flip side of that coin, if you take the top echelon, if you take that dividing line, just say there are 10 of them, 10 being the top, 1 being the bottom. If you take 10 and 1, there's no helping hands coming up from anybody who looks of any color. They look at everybody in that under the 1 line the same way. You don't feel that that's true?
Mm-mm. I think you're just saying words.
Oh, I'm just saying words. I just don't think you're listening. That's okay.
No, I'm listening. You have your beliefs, your reality that allows you to
well, my reality comes exist, from my experience.
Exist. Yeah, life. So does mine.
Okay, so you've so seen, don't, you've seen don't. An example of 10 going to 1 and being like, you're black, but you're white. You both basically, let's just say they're both dirtbags. But because you're white, I'm going to give you the hand up. You're saying you've seen that. You've experienced that in your world.
Yeah! Are you fucking retarded? You don't... Well, okay.
Well, explain it to me. Mm-mm. Why not? If I don't understand, explain it to me.
Because yes, I've seen that. I've worked at a place, trained a guy that had more to do with his brother running the place, but I trained him so that he could be my manager.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, how are you going to train somebody that doesn't know anything?
I know tons of people who've trained their own managers before. And It usually does have to do with it's a brother or a cousin or something else like that. Uh-huh. There's an in already.
And you didn't put your time in. You didn't.
Look, nobody's deserved anything. I don't care how much time you put in somewhere. You don't deserve to get anything. Now, if you're not getting what you want out of that position, you leave. That's how it goes. But just because you put time in somewhere doesn't mean you deserve it. It's the one thing I don't like about tenure for teachers, or I don't like
if you are a good employee, yes, that makes a difference.
You are a good employee.
But if you are someone that fucks up a lot and gets by with shit year after year, and you see people do lesser things get taken out like that, you start to wonder, well, let's see, what's the difference? Why is that person being picked out when that has been allowed to go on for years? And I can tell you why. Because there's strength in numbers. We watch out for each other. Hmm. Now, if you want to pretend that that does not exist and that's not as strong, because I used to believe that maybe this was getting better. But after the El Paso shooting, after the Dayton, Ohio shooting, after the Garlicville Festival shooting, I have a suspicion that it isn't necessarily getting better.
So explain that to me. You've wrapped all those three things in for evidence of something that you believe. Explain that to me, how that rolls into that for me.
How does that roll into what?
Until we all stick together.
Because people are being singled out. Singled out and basically murdered. Singled out and being pointed out to be different.
Who was singled out in the Garlic Festival? Just so you can catch me up.
No, that was just random. Okay,
so who was singled out in Dayton, Ohio?
Well, we don't know the whole story on that.
Okay, so then who was singled out in El Paso?
Even though 70% of the people that were killed were black. And we still haven't found out or seen a picture of the injured guy that the young lady, his sister, the mass shooter's sister, went out with. No one's ever showed a picture of him. They ain't showed all the victims except for him. I'm wondering why his interview has never came up.
Maybe he hasn't had an interview yet.
Huh? Well, it's been a while, okay? They didn't interview. They interviewed everybody and their mama from down there in El Paso, but Dayton, Ohio. This dude, when they showed the pictures of the victims, they showed him blacked out. They have his name, but they don't even show a picture of him. There hasn't been any, huh? No, they have one because he's been in the hospital.
Doesn't mean he's given the authorization to show him.
All right.
That can't be a truth.
We'll find out the reason why once you.
Her boyfriend
was just injured. We'll find out what the rest of that was. They just found out that the friend helped buy the body armor and a 100-round drum for him. Didn't know that he was going to use it for that, but he was storing it at his buddy's house because he didn't want his mom or parents to find out about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now his ass is in trouble. And they in Ohio
who was singled out.
I told you. We need more information.
Okay, so far no one's been singled out in either one of those.
What do you mean?
Well, you said that somebody was singled out in all those attacks.
El Paso.
What you just said? We needed more information. I just asked about El Paso.
No, El Paso. No, the guy said that he. Oh, you don't watch the news. He deliberately went to El Paso to kill brown people, Mexicans.
To give the Mexicans. Okay, I did hear that.
And they think the other dude.
So how does that relate in your mind to the majority of the population of the United States?
The majority of where did we bounce to the majority?
Okay, well that was an assumption. You said you thought this was getting better, but now you think it's not.
No, because white nationalism's on the rise. It's on the rise everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos.
So on that one now. I'm going to jump a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it okay to be proud to be white?
Why would you ask me some shit like that?
Well, I'm just asking a question. Because I think a lot of people put white nationalism in that category. And if you say you're proud to be white, you automatically get that label. So I'm just curious what your thoughts are. Is it okay to be proud to be white?
Yeah, you have a whole lot to be proud of.
It's a simple yes or no question. Yeah, your opinion, you can be proud. Do you feel like you should be proud to be white? Well, yes or no?
I don't know. I guess that depends on how you look at the world.
What do you mean?
Well,
you think everything's getting better?
Do I think everything's getting better? No. Okay. I don't think that... I've had a few discussions lately, and I've come to the conclusion what the United States needs is like a hero. Because I think it's been a while since the United States has had a hero. And by hero, I mean this. Somebody who really has the sole intention to actually make our country great again. Okay, somebody who actually is only true thought, only true feeling is to do the better good for the whole. That means sacrificing individuals. That means sacrificing companies. That means making those shitty hard decisions that have to happen in order to make the country better. Now, with that being said, that's so hard to do because, and I kind of talked about it in one of the past episodes, is the splinters that have happened. Everyone has become so individualized, right? So everyone has their own little individual causes. So if I look back in the past history, when you've seen the most change, there was a large portion of the population that wanted something done to make the country better. Not to make it better for their group. Not to make it better for their section of society, but to make it better as a whole. And it didn't make it better for everybody all the time. But that's where the progression
gets But wait a minute. Didn't make it better for who all the time?
Well, it depends on which section you're talking about.
Exactly.
But there have been definitely times where it has made it better for minorities. It has made it better for people of color.
But see, and that's to progressively keep going farther and farther. That they were treated bad to begin with. Human beings.
How can you see, ignore? No one's ignored the fact that anyone's been treated bad in the past.
But what I'm saying is, and the few people who do try to ignore better, it's stupid. Getting, to say that it's getting better, yeah, from what? Is it getting better for the Native Americans that had their land stolen, that they were lied to, starved out, murdered, and killed? Is it better for them?
For some of them, yeah.
Yeah, for some of them.
You can't time travel. All you can do is try not to make the same mistake.
I can see what they're doing right now. And what groups they trying to take care of right now.
Which groups are getting taken care of right now?
Well, if you listen to Trump, all he cares about is his base. And I can tell you, there's not a lot of minorities in his base. Now,
why do you put so much weight on what this man says anymore?
Wait a minute. Don't you discount that shit, because that's over 30 million people, okay? Over 30 million people that think just like he does. Okay, so don't say what he says don't have weight.
First of all, it's not 30 million people that thinks the way that he does. It's 30 million people who he convinced he thinks the way that they do in a certain aspect. And a lot of it has to do with the religious side of things. A lot of it has... He doesn't even have anything to do with the religious side of things. Absolutely it
does. Because if they were truly religious, he would have been eliminated up front. Up front.
But they sold
that part of it out.
The hard right can't use religion no more. That's all they're using. What are you talking about?
They can't use it anymore and be valid. No, because how they use it. They showed you how they use it. They showed you what they willing to sell out. They willing to sell off part of their soul just to take care of themselves. That 30 million includes them, a lot of them, the majority of them.
Right. So religion plays a big part in it. That's what I just got done saying. If that 30 million,
but they can't use it like they were. It's just like when you used to be able. I used to think that evangelicals were these people that were like,
Why would you ever think that?
Huh? Because I'm from the Midwest, and that's what I was taught. And that's what you saw. But now...
The people who put up tents and say, send me your money?
No. Those aren't... There are all kinds of evangelicals, apparently.
But that's generally the
consensus. They were not just the tent people.
Well, even in...
All churches are money in the plate. Are you kidding?
I'm not saying it's just them.
All right. So don't put that... They put themselves above a lot of the other religions because they lived a more pure, their life was closest to what God wants us to be. That was the definition of evangelicals where I came from.
And you believed them?
Yeah, I didn't have no reason not to.
Well, you hardly believe shit anybody says, period, without a full dissertation.
And this is the reason why. My eyes was opened up to all kinds of shit.
Uh-huh.
Just like the shit history that I was taught. That I had to memorize and all that shit just to find out 40 years later that a lot of that was bullshit. The reason why we got into wars, the reason why things are today, a lot of it, there are falsehoods that are taught to us in order to protect the system the way it is.
There's a lot of information that's eliminated for national security or whatever reasons.
Okay, but who is that to protect? Who designed that? Who designed that to make that work for them? It's the people that write the history books. Who writes the history books? Who decides what goes in the history books?
Who decides? Well, I don't know.
Yeah. That my point is, it's to make it's propaganda. A lot of it is just propaganda. The simplest thing, it just like George Washington, I cut down that tree. Found out that that was bullshit. That never happened. It was just a made up fucking story.
But some stuff is considered folklore, and some stuff are tales told to show
folklore.
To show some sort of
when someone tells you about folklore, they tell you, "Hey, this is folklore. This is a myth." They're not trying to sell it to you as a fact. We were taught lots of facts in history that weren't facts at all. They were falsehoods. You would make people the way you read our history. It sounds like, you know, most of the land and stuff that we got here, we negotiated for this. You know, we were.
Well, if you can't figure out that the Louisiana Purchase was like 5 cents for or $20 for the entire
it's not the fact that if you they don't
figure it out, then
when you're teaching people that that's a fact, you know, that's different. When you tell people the expansion to the west, hey, you go past this point and wherever you settle, it's yours,
right?
That was right? That was good?
Well, no.
Well, there were people living out there.
There were people living out there.
Do you know that they had contests on killing those people?
Yeah.
They also murdered millions upon millions of those people's foods for them to survive.
Okay.
And not for sport, but to make sure that they wouldn't thrive.
Well, I think it was to make sure that they were able to thrive.
Exactly. But to do that, they had to make sure that they were in the dirt. That they wouldn't thrive. That they wouldn't come back.
Okay. So, I don't think this is a part of history that most people don't know.
It's not the history that's taught in school.
Well, when you went to school.
It's not the history they teach now either.
It's not far off.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I mean, I've got a son in middle school. I read through his homework and his books.
Anybody listening from any other country can tell you, you grow up long enough and you realize a lot of that stuff that I memorized and shit was bullshit. I used to take pride in the fact that I got a B in history. Being history didn't mean a whole bunch, but it did open my eyes to how we are easily manipulated to believe that, you know, in order to protect the system the way it is, this is the reason why we do what we do. This is the reason why America pretends.
America pretends what?
America pretends to be greater than what it is. We sent Jewish refugees back to Germany. We sent them back. Then we knew that it was they were going to die. We knew where they were going. We sent them back. Just like some of these people from Guatemala that live in crime-riddled areas and like that, that come in here because they want to live. We sent them back. For some of those people, it's a death sentence. We sent a dude back to, what was it, Iran? Never been in Iran before. He was born here. He was illegal. No, he was brought here as a child. They sent him back. He didn't know the language. He didn't know no people over there. He ended up dying because he couldn't communicate. He was diabetic. It died because he didn't have insulin. But it's that type of stuff that on a day-to-day basis we pretend that, oh, that doesn't affect me. That's them people.
Well, it's not necessary that it doesn't affect me. Here.
It was just like you said, that those people that you had in the back of your car just said, oh, that doesn't bother us.
Well, that's sort of. I'll give you a sort of on that one. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. You, myself, our families, at the luck of a draw, were born in this country. We got certain rights because of that fact. You didn't choose it. You didn't design it. You had no choice in the matter. That's the fact. Those people that were born in Guatemala got the short straw, unfortunately, and with no choice of their own, with no decision-making, by the luck of the draw, they were born in Guatemala. They want to come here. That's great. There's a process. You can't open up the doors and say,
I'm not saying open up the doors. No, I ain't saying that. I mean,
for me, here's what I'm
for.
No,
here's the problem.
Lock the country down. Don't let anybody from any side. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm sure you are.
At some point in time, whether you like it or not, we're in a country that does need to protect itself from other countries, period. And until we can have a system
protected from other countries.
Protected from other countries.
Like who?
Anyone.
Like who?
Any of them.
Guatemala? Are they a threat? Guatemala's a threat?
Sure.
Okay.
On a street level, sure, yeah. They could be.
See?
Guatemala could be a threat.
You know who's
Russia
more of
a threat? China could
right
be a threat.
Right here?
Canada
right now?
Canada could be a threat.
You know who's
they
more
all
of a threat?
Be threats.
Oh, yeah. They could all be threats.
Sure.
You do. If you realize how ignorant you sound right now,
how is
they
that
could
ignorant?
All be threats. You know, the threat is from within. That's where the main threat is. And history shows me that.
If our threat is within, why is everybody trying to come here?
Because we are dealing with... They know the history that they've been taught. They've seen this pretty... Bring your tired and your weary. They believe that. That was part of our American thing. The Statue of Liberty, freedom and all that. But then once you get inside here, you get inside the system, you see that freedom isn't as free as you think it is.
Freedom's not free at all.
But that's not the picture that we paint to the world. See, those people still see this place, and compared to where they some of these people come from, this is that beacon of light. Because where they are, it's rough.
Yeah, it absolutely is, which still makes us better. That's why everybody wants to get
here. Well, how did we get to better? How many people did we have to get rid of and kill and pay out? What does it matter
at this point in this conversation?
That's my point.
What does it matter at this point in this conversation?
That's my point.
You want to say that they're not that immigrants can't be dangerous for a country? They absolutely can be. If you're not prepared...
Your own citizens are more dangerous than those immigrants coming over here. And if you look at statistics, you'll see that. You will see that.
I'm not even talking about crime. I'm not talking about that the individuals are dangerous or that they're murderers or drug dealers. I'm talking about the infrastructure of our country cannot just open its doors and invite everyone who's having a hard time in their other country to come in and hang out. You can't
well,
do
then,
it.
Then don't
so
advertise
set up,
it.
So you set up a system to where they can apply, go through a screening process, and then be welcome with open arms.
And
but
then,
just because they rush
shut
the fence.
Down. No.
Just because they rush the fence doesn't mean you let them in.
No. Then they change the system. They eliminate a lot of positions so that those people can't be processed.
What do you mean eliminate positions?
How those people that are seeking asylum, how the process, those people that are in charge of that, they have been shrunken down so that you don't get as many people in. Why? Because they don't want them to come in here. We can't.
It's not designed for an open gate system.
I'm not
saying open gate.
I ain't saying open gate.
They should have fewer people so that they can actually take their time and do what they're supposed to do.
That ain't what they're doing.
Just because more people are coming in doesn't mean you have to add more resources. It costs money. Again, it's putting strain on infrastructure. It costs money. It costs you money. It costs me money. It costs your parents money. It costs my parents money. It costs money. It costs resources. You can't just say there's way more people coming to us than
you
we
had
can handle.
At the beginning. You had this many people helping.
Sure.
And what did they do? When Trump got in office, they shrunk it down to this.
Okay. Somebody voted for it.
Yeah, you did.
Somebody voted for that to happen.
You did.
There's a budget. There's a budget that goes mm-hmm. into it. So that part of the budget needs to shrink down.
No.
Where did the rest of that money go? That's what I want to know. I'm okay with that going down to that if you tell me where the rest of that money went. I don't know the answers to those questions. Mm-hmm. But if I know where the rest of that money went and it went to somewhere that makes sense, then yeah, that's a good place to cut.
No.
What would be your ideal situation? Everybody come the fuck in?
No, I didn't say
that. You got a rough
that.
Time at home? See? Come on over.
Now, I can tell. You are brainwashed really good. They washed it.
How can they wash my brain
when
I don't wash TV?
Where's your humanity?
Huh? I've got tons of humanity.
Where's your humanity?
You can't care
people,
for everybody.
No, but you know what? We can start with, like I said before, we can start with arresting and giving maximum penalties to the people that hire the illegal immigrants.
Sure,
that's,
I'm all for
that's
that.
That's where we start at.
I'm
okay,
all for that.
Because if we start there, then we start the process of the problem. What's causing the problem? And those people that own those corporations, they have money set aside in offshore accounts, so that when they get busted, they just pay their fine and they pay their. No, you arrest them, you give them 5 years federal time. And you watch how quick all these people rush into the border.
I'll tell you what, I find it less likely that someone who has an offshore account is hiring illegals. I find it
you
more,
got, wait
I
a minute, you don't think likely, that there are corporations?
I feel like it's more likely that it's other places. Look, you and I have both worked for places that hire illegals, and there's a way to get around it. Whether it's a different social security number, a different license,
and if you,
or anything else.
And if you arrested him for having the illegals back there, and they know that they are illegal, you know that they're illegal. You took that paperwork anyway because you wanted that cheaper labor. You arrest that guy.
No,
that owns.
They don't get cheaper labor because if they're putting out social security cards, they're getting minimum wage just like everybody else. So the people you're talking about getting cheaper labor, that's not corporations or anything else like
when
that.
When they hire them cheaper. If they can hire them for a dollar cheaper, if they can hire them
there
for
50
cents cheaper.
There is a minimum wage that they can start everybody out at.
Uh-huh. And there's a range. And they make sure
range.
That they...
There's a minimum wage. There's no fucking range.
You
can say our minimum wage is
$12.
That's what it is.
You can start someone at $12 or you could start somebody at $14.
Now you're talking business. How are you going to hire entry level? Just like I'm against fucking McDonald's workers getting $15 an hour. That's ridiculous. The minimum wage in Los Angeles is going to $15 an hour as of like next year. What that does is that creates this domino effect on how every fucking thing that we have from that point on gets more expensive. Because what it's affecting is the minimum wage worker. That's where the profit line's kind of drawn on a lot of companies. You hire people that are non-skilled, that are basic entry level at a minimum wage. Now, if that one job, that minimum wage isn't enough for you to survive, go get yourself a second job.
All right. And that's the reason why unemployment is at all-time low.
Whatever it takes.
Okay.
I've had
okay.
two jobs my whole fucking life. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because of the way
so
that I like to live.
Don't sing me that song about the unemployment. That's what millions of people are doing right now. They're
great.
Working second and third jobs.
It's a gig economy.
Where there used to be one job, you could work one job and you could provide at least a hideout to live in.
And you know why? Because we're paying fucking minimum wage at $15 an hour, and everything's more expensive.
No,
it
ain't even at $15 an hour.
It will be next year.
It is up there in New York right now.
It is in LA too.
And it ain't failing in New York.
Everything is getting more expensive.
No,
greedy people. Labor is more expensive. This is a study that I actually was part of, and I know of. Because where it affects is minimum wage stuff. So you're talking like McDonald's. You're talking about servers. You're talking about restaurants. You're talking about tons of service industry
why
stuff.
Why did they hire those people? Why did they hire those illegal people? Why did they hire?
Those aren't illegal people.
No, I'm asking you. Why do they hire? Why do they hire?
Because most people don't want the jobs they want or that they'll take.
Okay. And what's the other reason?
Find me a bunch of white boys who want to
buy. What's the other reason?
You tell me if you have something on your mind.
Because they're cheaper labor.
It's not cheaper labor. You still have to pay a minimum wage.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't see any McDonald's manager hiring a white kid. You're talking about McDonald's.
What about the factory workers? What about the factory workers?
Are you kidding me? Those are even smaller profit margins. That fucking manager's not giving anybody extra than he has to by mandate of the company.
Not
because it's his job on the line.
And that's why they hire the illegals on the side. That's what I'm telling you. That's the reason why they, in Mississippi, they went into those three factories and it was one of the biggest busts in
sweatshops?
No. They worked on at the chicken company where they process chickens.
Mm-hmm.
668 people arrested. Raid. Those people were targeted.
Targeted for what?
Targeted because they
were working illegally in the United States?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But you know who didn't get arrested?
Who?
The people that owned the place. The people that hired them.
We're in agreement with that. We're in agreement with that. They should be penalized and arrested.
That's where you start at. But you don't start there because if you start with the owners, the people that are hiring them, you change some things. You would hurt the current system the way it's way it is and what's being protected. You ask anybody that's been in construction in California about how much they used to make 30 years ago doing drywall. And why the price of putting up drywall is as low as it is right now. All these places they built up out here, they ain't do that with the black dudes and the white dudes, unless the white dudes was running stuff, that they made their profit off of hiring illegals to come in here and help build it and pay the money under the table. You can go to, in Southern California, it's big. That's big business. But you change the face of the prison system with the amount of people that you would have to arrest for hiring illegals. And on top of it, hiring them knowing that they're illegal. No one. But these are good flag flying American citizens. And they're hiring them. And then mad at them because they over here. And if you can't see the hypocrisy in that, if you can't see where the system is made to be the way that it is, then you're the one that is very mistaken. I see that shit clear. The reason why they don't prosecute those people, and like I said, they have money set aside so that when they have gotten caught in the past, they pay a fine. They making all that profit off of them. They have a little count set aside so we can pay. But you start putting those people in jail, the people across the border will realize we can't get no jobs over there. And they would have to be forced to go through the right channels. Well, if you really want a job over here, this is the process. But as long as you leave a loophole so that they can come in and skip everybody else, I believe that everybody shouldn't get no jumps in line. I was at Costco yesterday, burned the shit out of me. And it was one of the times where I would have done something that was totally not friendly Frank. this guy with Costco getting gas. You know how long them lines at Costco is. Mm-hmm. This dude snuck in the back way, you know, where they use that one far-off area so the big tankers can go through. He drove in backwards and got in front of everybody in line to get gas. And he was behind me. Mm-hmm. And I saw him. And the lady that worked there told him that, hey, you can't. And he just stayed in line. And she let him.
Yeah.
That's my point. My point is that there are people that if you allow them, they'll continue to bypass the system. It didn't matter how many people. There was at least 40, 50 cars in line. Lined up.
All right, look.
Getting gas.
Look, man.
And you had this one guy that thinks that he's better than everybody else.
No, he just found the loophole.
No, he didn't find a loophole. He knew he was wrong.
There's no law that says you got to go in one way and come out the other. Just everybody gets in line.
All right. And when someone like that gets shot in the head over somebody's rage, then you'll be like, well, that's not fair. No.
That's
all
not
you
true.
Had to do, all you
I
had
don't
to
think
do
that's
was...
I don't think that's an appropriate response.
No. But guess what?
But if he got his ass whooped because of it, well, you shouldn't have cut in line. You took the shot. You missed. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
You got
that's
your ass
my
beat
point.
For
that's
it.
My point. All you had to do is do what's right.
Well, what you're about to say what everybody else was doing. Which was getting in line.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Okay.
There's a lot of
now,
people who just got in line before, doing right or wrong. So it's almost a contradiction.
No, it ain't no contradiction.
Sure it is.
You trying to find one because you know you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you are.
I know I'm not.
Wrong
I'm, look,
wrong.
Here's the deal. Is I'm all about knowing the rules and figuring out exactly how to bend them just far enough so they don't break.
Mm-hmm.
That's not wrong. A lot of that comes from ingenuity.
And
a lot
how
of,
old are you?
A lot
how
of things,
old are you? How
a lot
old
of
you?
Things have been discovered.
How old
discovered
are you?
I am 42 now.
Uh-huh. I got 12 more years of practicing what you just got through talking about.
Okay. And?
12 more years.
Just because you got more time in doesn't mean you were more efficient.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. That's the reason why my ass is suffering right now. That's why when you call me at home in the morning and ask me, what am I doing? I go, I'm doing self-inventory.
Yeah.
Well, every day. Every day. Sometimes I come in late at night and do self-inventory. I take a look back at what I'm doing and how it affects people. There's a lot of people that don't care about that. And like I said, you got a president. As long as he's taking care of his people, nobody else matters. As long as his little group is happy. Don't matter how many. Hey, we should do background checks. We should do background checks. No, that's a slippery slope. We shouldn't have people with mental illness with guns. But you know how many people that would take the guns out of their hands? See, that's the thing. Nobody should have a weapon of war. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody should have a drum that can hold 100 bullets. Nobody. And you want to blame it on video games. Everybody else got video games. Well, we want to blame it on mental illness. All the other countries got mental illness. But we seem to rank number one on the planet. On the planet. For these mass shootings. And we're educated. We have wealth. And that still don't mean anything. Because we'll still allow American citizens to be shot by these weapons of war. Those are weapons of war. Now, if you got a rifle, you got a shotgun, you got a pistol, you need to defend your house, God bless you. But do you need a flamethrower? Do you need a rocket launcher?
I'd like a flamethrower.
I would too. I really would.
I think those are fun.
But my point is that it's going to affect those people.
Look,
small percentage of people.
Here's something I don't think can ever change. And when I said that, you know, the United States needs a hero, I'm going to get to that in a second. Is that, look, when I know that my family is secure and financially stable and everything else, I have no money. I have no problem donating money, helping people on the street or anything else. But when I know I'm close to being in that same situation, I don't have anything for you. I need to take care of mine first. I need to take care of me and my family first. Now, that translates to what you're saying about the current president. However, that's a very unpresidential feature. I think they talk about being presidential. When you talk about being presidential, most of them have at least done a good job at pretending they're not just taking care of their own, even though a good chance, you know, there's a good portion of them that are on the majority. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about probably for the last 20 years, but when you think about the best presidents, you think about the presidents that are considered the best by general consensus on all sides, they were people who didn't have that mentality. They had the whole. I need to take care of this country as a whole. Some people are going to suffer. All of us are probably going to suffer a little bit. Some people, hopefully, things get better for. But the decisions I'm making in my heart and soul, I believe are going to be for the best for the country. Until we get that person in there, it's going to be like this horrible teeter-totter that just goes from one side to the other side to the other, depending on who's in power. So until you get somebody who's in there who can balance it out, and I don't even know if it's even possible.
Let me ask you this. What do you mean you don't think it's possible?
That I said that I don't think. I said I don't know if it's even possible.
Because I think one of the misconceptions that we have is that there is something wrong with the system. Now, if you look at the majority of the process of law and like that, it's compared to other countries, it's a pretty good system. But it depends on who's controlling that. It's just like any other tool. I can pick up a hammer, I can build a house. I can pick up a hammer and I can have a homicide. And that's where term limits come in. These people that have been living off the people, those jobs in Congress, those jobs in the Senate, they weren't meant to be life-term jobs. And part of the problem is we got old-ass people trying to deal with now situations. And a lot of those people have so much money that they can't relate to either me or you. So in their world, we don't exist. Therefore, we're not really a priority.
Well, I don't disagree with that. So, and that goes back to, again, putting people in power who do have truly that. Now, look, I understand that there's some logistics that go along with it. You know, you do have to have things paid for. You do have to have maybe some special interest groups. But they can't be the majority of what your decision is based off. They've got to be just a compensating factor. And at the same time, you got to be willing to piss them off.
But the money that you're talking about is minuscule.
Minuscule? No, it's not. From special interest groups?
No. I'm talking about the money that they spend as far as for, like, social programs.
No, I'm talking about the money that's generating their income. The money that's generating their income is not from the citizen. Even though that's why they stop all production once they've decided they can't reach a budget. The majority of their income is coming from special interest groups, from lobbyists, and all sorts of things.
And where does that money come from?
And you should.
That comes. The people end up, long short of it, the people end up paying for it.
Well, they do.
Yeah. And they either get it from you one way or the other. But if you put term limits in there, you break up all that some of that money that's being spent, because they know I got that dude hired for the next 8 years.
Well, then here's, see, the inherent problem I see with that is if they know that there's a term limit, I mean, they're going to look for making permanent changes so that that can't be broken in 8 years. You know what I mean? I feel like that just falls on a whole another set of issues, maybe better, maybe worse than the current issues that we have. But I mean, that's crazy.
No, that ain't crazy.
I think it could get crazy.
No, you prevent them from changing that. Like I said, those people, if you go, they love to talk about the founding fathers. Founding fathers went, they had a job back where they came from. They were judges. Some of them were lawyers. Some of them were doctors.
Right.
They had jobs.
Right. This was a civil service job, not an occupation.
And that's where greed got a hold of it at. You break that up into term limits. You get 4 years, 8 years, 12 years. 12 years maximum. That's it. You also get a more diverse, and you would also get a younger crowd. You would, if you watch those people on C-SPAN talking about the internet.
It's pretty amusing.
Yeah.
I just watched a show called Zero Days. Have you watched that?
No, I haven't seen
on
that.
On Netflix? Yet. Watch that one. You listening there, listen, watch Zero Days. No, it's actually on Showtime. It's a Showtime movie. But it's all about this virus that covered the world, and that's why we were in the process of deterring the Iran nuclear research. But they figured out how to cause physical damage with a computer virus. It's pretty interesting, and it really goes to show how much craziness is let out, and how much really, even because it happened during Obama, it started with Bush and ended with Obama. But I mean, I found Obama to be pretty hip in tech, but even he was clueless as to what exactly it was doing or how it was being worked. Anyways, interesting segue there. Look, man, the problem, well, I don't know what the problem is, but in the system that you speak of, you're combining two different systems. Yes, you are. You're combining the democratic system along with capitalism. Those are the two systems at play. So it's not just one
system.
They're the same.
They're the same system.
They're not the same system.
They're the same system.
No, one's.
It's just like
one's economical, one's political. It's not the same system.
And they hold hands.
Okay, they can hold hands, but they're not the same system.
They are the same system because they hold hands. They can't. They having sex.
Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
They
hold my hand. Are we the same people?
No, no. They're having sex.
Come on, hold my hand.
They having sex.
All right, let's bang really quick.
Are we the same people? We become one.
Now you're talking about making love. I don't want to make
love with you. No. The only time two separate souls are joined at one is when they're having sex. And so democracy and capitalism are having sex. They're doing it doggy style.
Who's on
they
top?
They are one, huh? I would say capitalism is on top. Capitalism is standing behind that democratic ass and slapping it. Slapping it hard. Making it red.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I came in today because I wanted this to be our last holy political talk. We got to get back to picking up strangers. All those people out there are missing us.
Yeah. You get that from the emails? Man.
We're missing us. We got one more continent to get to, I think.
You wait till I get to Africa.
We'll hit some political talk on the way through our journey.
You took this to the political side.
I did it on purpose. I just said I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get it out and get it finished. And then we'll continue with our regularly scheduled programs.
How much time we got left?
How much time do you want?
How much time we got left?
We are over an hour already.
Oh, really?
Why? We got plenty of time on the site.
Because I was like, Uber lost, was it $5 billion this quarter?
In their shares?
Yeah. Not doing as well.
The tech company.
Yeah, but see, this is the part that I don't get. People are upset that they're losing, and they're losing money. They haven't made any money in particular, but I was in a conversation, and they were like, man, you know, how could they lose all that money and people keep investing? And I was like, Jeff Bezos, Amazon. In the beginning, Amazon was losing tons of money. Tons of money. Now this dude got a divorce and still the richest man in the world. He lost half. And he's still the richest man in the world. Yeah. And they were losing money big time in the beginning. So just because a company, and part of it was the people that were invested in Amazon believed in Amazon. And they believed that that idea could work. Just the same way as people believe in Uber. They on their level, they see how it helps them in their day-to-day lives. And so if you got Uber shares, I say hold on to them because they are looking at different technology, those sky cabs.
Uh-huh.
And you got Uber Eats. You got Uber Freight. They got trucks.
Yeah.
Delivering freight. So, plus, your grandma, they can't drive because her eyes are bad and like that. She can still get around because Uber. Because of Uber.
Yeah, but see, what they're looking at is since they went public. When you go public, you're going to lose money right off the bat. I don't know how many companies actually make money right off the bat once they go public. And here's the other thing is going public can be such a pain. It requires so much more administration, you know, so much more administrative work because now you're bound by all sorts of rules and regulations and everything else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, what else is gonna happen? It's Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like XM and Sirius. You know, worst case scenario, they combine forces and they become one. I mean, that would be smart, but then you're just a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably never do that.
No. But we'll see.
All right, folks. Next week, all rides, all day.
If that's what you guys really want.
Or you could just listen to us argue. Huh? Your choice.
Yeah. And, you know, we have an email. What's our email?
PickingUpStrangersPodcast@gmail.com.
PickingUpStrangersPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send something in to let us know. Also, people in other countries, if you have questions about America, all right? If you have questions about Afros, please reach out to us on that email. Yes.
Or if you want to know how Frank and I ever became friends, just shoot us an email. We'll tell you
all about it.
I'm
wondering about that shit too.
Check us out, Frank.
God bless you all. If you don't believe in God, good luck. Shut him down.